Good morning, Oregon. It's Tuesday, September 27th. This is Andrew Bean with a news briefing from the Oregonian and Oregon Live. Is the home fitness revolution behind us? Vancouver-based Nautilus, the exercise equipment company, says it may sell its struggling business, and it hired an advisor to search for, quote, strategic alternatives. The well-known treadmill and exercise bike company also owns Bowflex and Schwinn bicycles. It saw sales soar early in the pandemic, with people adapting to being stuck at home. Those sales have since plummeted once people returned to a more regular, quote-unquote, life. Revenue plunged 11% last year. The company reported a $28 million loss in its fiscal year that ended this March. Stocks plunged to $1.67 on Monday per share. That's down from a peak of above $30 per share in February of 2021. Nautilus's consultant insists the company has a bright future. It's not clear what its next steps will be. Lee Beyer, the Springfield Democrat who's still in the state Senate, will be joining Oregon's top transportation committee once he leaves office in January. Beyer was confirmed by his colleagues in the state Senate last week. Governor Kate Brown said she nominated Beyer because of his involvement in helping shape the region's transportation, environment, and energy policy. Climate advocates say it's a bad choice. More than 30 climate and environmental advocacy groups criticized the nomination, saying that Beyer has a history of advocating for automobile users only. Beyer defended his work, citing the historic House Bill 2017 as a key achievement. Most of that bill goes toward highway projects. Beyer says highways are a priority because of the state's economy. The Portland Thorns could capture the Shield on Saturday for the second consecutive season. The NWSL Shield goes to the team with the best record during the regular season. The Thorns are sitting at 10-3-8 in the table with 38 points. The club that captures the Shield has a first-round bye and home field advantage in the semifinals of the playoffs. The simplest way for the Thorns to capture the Shield is by winning their final match this weekend versus Gotham. But there are other scenarios involving draws or even losses where they could still claim the title. For more on the Thorns and Timbers, subscribe to our weekly podcast, Soccer Made in Portland, anywhere you listen to podcasts. Hundreds of people gathered this weekend with their wheezy, curly-tailed pugs in Northwest Portland for the annual Pug Crawl. It was the first edition of the Pug Crawl since 2019. This year's event was a Stranger Things-themed edition titled Pug Crawl and Pawkins, Not the Pug Side Down. Pugs have been around since 400 BC, apparently, hailing from China. I did not know that. The American Kennel Club recognized them as purebreds in 1885. For pictures of this year's event and other quirky events or stories that make Oregon special, go to heroesoregon.com. Thanks for listening. You can support our local journalism by subscribing to Oregon Live. Go to oregonlive.com/podsupport.